This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1497. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 28th, reactivations from Argentina, Greece, Indonesia. Darwin site dismantled, Vienna site demolished, harmonics from Colombia and Paraguay coping with Cuban jamming. More broadcasts to Haiti, DX news from Indonesia, Philippines, Solomons. Program news from Poland, the Saudi buzz versus 19 meters, and the propagation outlook. Argentina is back on the air after a three-month absence. That is, their main transmitter on 15345 and 11710 has been down. But finally, a tube has been replaced, and we've been hearing them again since January 22nd. In the afternoons here on 15345 and the weekday evenings on 11710, both somewhat variable, including the English hour starting at 0200 UT Tuesday through Saturday. Actually, the frequency is approximately 11710.6, so if there's anything really on 11710, a heterodyne is produced. But fortunately, that is not the case during the English hour at 0200. On Saturdays, 15345 relays Radio Nacional. From the afternoon, well into the evening, instead of 11710, but on Sundays into UT Mondays, the long hours, also relaying the domestic service in Spanish, are on 11710 variable. Since it's still off frequency, it's pretty clear they have not installed a brand new transmitter, which has supposedly been ordered, but just replaced a tube in the old transmitter. Listen for their distinctive 8-note interval signal and multilingual IDs just before the top of the hour. The reactivated RAI has also been heard by many others around the world, including Giampiero Bernardini in Italy and David Sharp in New South Wales. And by the way, this summer there has not been a one-hour time shift in language programming since daylight shifting has not been imposed this year. Europeans may try for the other one-hour English broadcast Monday through Friday at 18 on 15345, although there may be co-channel interference, as before, from Morocco. That transmitter has been ailing, however, and sometimes I cannot tell if it's on the air. Time is running out to hear any of the last transmissions from the Darwin site, or rather Cox Peninsula in northern Australia. For the past 10 years, it's been used by CBC Christian Vision, but in the last few years, they've also rented out time to Radio Australia, which was its original owner, and to a number of other broadcasters, including clandestines to North Korea. However, there have been reports that it would be closing down at the end of January, and now that's been confirmed for us by Andrew Flynn, Director of International Broadcasting of Christian Vision, headquartered in England. I inquired of him about this, and he replied, "Indeed, the Darwin site is ending transmissions on 31st January and being dismantled ahead of CBC's lease expiry in June. CBC is not ending all shortwave broadcasting. Santiago and Lusaka still serve viable targets in Latin America and Africa. And the Voice Asia, which we broadcast from Tashkent, generates tens of thousands of responses every month. However, when you combine changing patterns of media consumption with a tough financial climate, it's necessary to examine where funds will make the most impact. Christian Vision is committed to introducing people to Jesus and see Him touch and change their lives. And since we consider the message to be superior to the means or medium, we won't be precious about being narrowly defined. Like, for example, we are a shortwave broadcaster. This is clearly a time of transition, and nobody quite knows how it will pan out, as target demographics, media access, habits, and trends are non-homogeneous. Radio is still an important part of the mix, especially for those who cannot access new media. I'll be speaking on this at Radio Asia in February. and it does things that other media cannot do. But a generation of a billion and increasing connected, mostly young people, has emerged for whom radio has little or no relevance. This presents a huge opportunity, which we cannot ignore. There are still some unanswered questions, such as, since CBC has been leasing it rather than owning it outright, whose decision was it to dismantle the facility rather than repurpose it? One would have thought Radio Australia would be glad to have it back for its own full use. That is, if the transmitters are still in good condition. Instead, they've been adding relays elsewhere, such as Taiwan, and as we started to report last week, new relays via the Palau shortwave site. Since the Darwin equipment is being dismantled rather than demolished, I suppose that means it might be installed somewhere else. However, here's a transmitter which is going to be demolished for sure. Not only that, but the antenna array in Vienna, Austria, the one which had been high power on 1476 kilohertz. Kai Ludwig reports that it ceased operating at the end of 2008, and it was planned to blow up one of the two masts. However, the current plans are to demolish the site at the end of February. It is not known what will happen to the grounds. However, the transmitter building is under a preservation order. From Bolivia, Radio San Miguel in River Alta is back on the air. Chuck Boland reported it, and then Bob Wilkner in Florida says he heard it on January 21st and 22nd around midnight 30 UT, but with a weaker signal. Also reported by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy on January 27th at 0115, measured on 4699.979 variable. And heard by Anker Peterson in Denmark, January 23rd, before and after 23 UT. They were frequently mentioning Santa Maria. Back on the air and booming in, he says, with a SINPO of almost straight threes. David Sharp in Australia also heard it at a different time of day, 10:50 UT, January 25th, when it was on 4699.930. We've yet to hear it, but Radio Canada International has reserved a couple of frequencies for special broadcast to Haiti, 15260 all day long and 9510 in the evenings. Ricky Long in Calgary happened to hear them mention 15260 for special broadcasts on January 22nd, although he was listening to them via webcast. It was co-produced with a Haitian station in Montreal. We've been hearing that Costa Rican medium wave harmonic just below 2860 kilohertz. But Jim Evans in Tennessee reminds us there's another Latin American medium wave harmonic currently active on 2980. It's Radio Vida Nueva in Barranquilla, Colombia, 2x1490. He heard it at 0647 UT, January 26th, with local music and ID at 0650. A poor to moderate signal with fading, but the peaks were quite strong. We continue to notice Cuban-style noise jamming on 11600 kHz. It starts at 16 UT and was still going after 22 UT, January 26th. Trouble is, there's nothing at all scheduled on this frequency that we know of, let alone anything that Cuba really needs to jam. Possibly further away, someone can hear something else on 11600 during those hours. Let us know. For example, Radio Republica on 9810 is usually heavily jammed as we hear it in Oklahoma. However, in New Zealand, Brian Clark reported at 0225 UT on the 9th of December in New Zealand DX Times and says it was very good reception. He mentioned no jamming. Furthermore, Joe's Jacob in India also heard Radio Republica on 9810 around 0230 UT January 25th. And I asked him specifically, were you hearing any jamming? And he says, no jamming at all noted here. Manuel Mendez in Spain says, I've received directly from HCJB the language schedule for the only shortwave frequency. They're still broadcasting direct from Ecuador, 6050. It's from 0830 to 1130 in Quechua, 1130 to 15 in Castellano, oops, Spanish. They take a midday break. More Spanish at 19 to midnight UT. Waldani and Kofan, half an hour each, the Indian languages from midnight to 01, and then more Spanish until 0500. Another example of pointless Cuban jamming, doing nothing but disrupting other stations, is on 6030 UT Monday after 0300, when Radio Martí is taking its weekly break. And the jammer used to, but on January 25th, Ron Howard in California could hear the interval signal of Radio Oromia Ethiopia on 6030 from 0325. Its distinctive, repetitive, xylophone-like music, he says, through the pulsating and percolating noise jamming, even though Radio Martí was off. He says reception was otherwise unusable. Ari Kuya in Denmark noted on January 22nd that Greece was again being heard on 9420, as well as 15630 and 12105 at 0930. Therefore, they once again have three transmitters running at once. One of them had been down for a few weeks, mostly causing 9420 to be missing. However, more recently, we found 9420 missing again when it should be on, as reported by John Babas in Maryland. Lots more news this week about broadcasting and communications related to Haiti. Far more than we could ever cover adequately on the air. I suggest you read all about it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-04, as soon as it's available via our website, worldofradio.org. Not only under the Haiti heading, but under the headings of other countries broadcasting to Haiti, notably the UK and the USA. Commando Solo, the U.S. aircraft used in psychological operations, is back over Haiti, circling above the country and transmitting on a couple of FM frequencies and medium wave, 1030 kilohertz. Relaying VOA Creole part of the time, otherwise broadcasting some public service announcements. I've yet to see any reports of this being heard outside Haiti, but I'm sure North American DXers at least are trying for it on 1030 kilohertz, where there is, of course, plenty of interference. And we're not sure if they keep it on the air at night, when the interference will be worse for them. Nor are we sure how much longer that will go on, since by now the number of Haitian ground-based local FM or AM stations are getting back on the air. Mike Barraclough pointed out to KimAndrewElliott.com an item in a blog of the Heritage Foundation, quoting Bruce Sherman of the staff of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, very few Haitians, less than 1%, use shortwave, and only 8% use AM, per the BBG's June 2009 national survey in Haiti, which he calls an FM market. It seems that not all the remaining Radio Republic Indonesia stations on 75 meters are active at the moment, but one which is Pontianak 3976.02, reported by Ron Howard in California, January 27th at 1510 with Western classical music. There were IDs at 1600 and a list of frequencies mostly on FM. He checked their website where there's a coverage map, www.rripontianak.com, and they show the shortwave frequency there as 3976.8. There is still hope to hear RRI in Jambi, Sumatra on 4925. It had been off the air since November 19th. But Atsunori Ishida in Japan, who monitors Indonesia closely, says it was back on the air only on January 20th and 21st before it was gone again. Heard until sign-off around 1600. And also in the morning around 2200. One of the clandestines to North Korea seldom reported from North America is Voice of Freedom because of its scheduling, 16 to 17 UT on 6240 via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, a according to the AUKI listings. Might be audible on the West Coast, but Roberto Pavanello in Italy did hear it January 23rd at 1640 with good reception in Korean. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1497. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com via PayPal. Our thanks this week for a contribution from Thomas Morgan. Or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. The schedule of T8WH Palau, the so-called Angel 4 transmitter, seems to be flexible as they're working in more relays of Radio Australia, along with World Harvest Radio programming. It was monitored from sign-on to sign-off on January 24th and 25th, at least by Hiroshi in Japan, sent on to us by Seiichi Hasegawa for DX Listening Digest. Too complex to try to quote here in full, but do keep an ear, especially on 15725, because Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, was hearing the VT Communications music loop around 09 to 10 UT on January 24th on 15725, which is a frequency listed for T8WH. So they could very well be planning some new relays of Radio Australia or something on that frequency between 07 and 10 UT when they were monitored by Hiroshi on that date. But on the next day, they were off the air during that period. Here's another intriguing South American medium wave harmonic, but probably too far to pull in North America. Moises Knochen in Uruguay was hearing Paraguay on 2100 kilohertz from 2330 UT January 21st. It's the third harmonic of the station on 700 called Radio Carlos Antonio Lopez. He heard an ID at midnight 30. As reported to the Kondish list. It also helps to be in South America, it seems, to hear the English broadcast from Radio Pilipinas. Jorge Freitas in Bahia monitored it at 0200 UT January 25th, best on 15285, also audible on 11880 and 17770. The other external broadcast on 15190 of Radio Pilipinas, you heard January 26th at 1823. In Filipino, or Tagalog, I suppose. There have been reports that parts of this is sometimes in English as well. However, at that time, there was interference from Radio Africa and Equatorial Guinea. The English broadcast from Polish radio via Austria continues to come in well here, between 13 and 14 UT on 11675. I happen to be listening on Thursday, January 21st, toward the end of the hour, when I heard Slavek Chefs mention that his multimedia program had merged with another one called In Touch. So they're calling the new one Multi-Touch, a hybrid feature, not only about the media, but also a mailbag show, which is being broadcast during the time slots formerly occupied by the two different programs, which, according to their online schedule, would be toward the second half of the hour, maybe starting a bit before then, on Thursdays at 13:24, but now also on Saturdays. And the additional times should be toward the end of the 18 to 19 UT broadcast on Fridays and Tuesdays. The buzzing service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is getting worse and worse. It's the transmitter on 15435, which comes on the air around 1500 UT, but is putting out a horrible noise, and sometimes you can hear a bit of Arabic audio. Actually, it's the Quran service underneath the noise. The trouble is it's not confined to 15435, but spreads way beyond that, interfering with countless other stations on the 19-meter band. It was bad enough on January 26th, but when I checked again on the 27th, Here's what I found. It was covering 15390 to 15460, but by 1518 UT, the buzz extended all the way from 15270 to 15775. Now, toward the edges, the buzz is reduced just to pulsing at the rate of precisely 4 times per second. Perhaps that's a significant clue as to what's causing it. These pulse areas were 15270 to 15300 and 15630 to 15775, but that still left the full brunt of the buzz all the way from 15300 to 15630. And this transmission is on the air until 1800, wasting countless megawatts. I find it incredible that other users of the spectrum have not filed complaints about it through the ITU, or if they have, nothing has been done about it. And it's just as incredible that the Saudis are unable or unwilling to fix it or turn it off, since it's doing them no good whatsoever, making them a laughingstock in the international engineering community. And, by the way, corrupting the Quran. Meanwhile, BBC Monitoring quotes the Saudi state-owned official news agency SPA that the Minister of Culture and Information has signed a proclamation that a new headquarters and information center for SPA has been contracted to cost over 80 megarials. Since at least January 20th, Harold Sellers and BC and I have not been hearing Solomon Islands on 5020, which used to be at least audible with BBC relays around 13 UT. But the Media Network blog explains that they've dropped nighttime relays of BBC to save money, according to a letter to the Solomon Star. The cost for that 10-kilowatt transmitter relaying overnight adding up to over $11,000 U.S. per year. So now we must hear Solomon Islands before they conclude their domestic service at 1200 UT. Updating an item last week, Joe's Jacob in India says that Sri Lanka Broadcasting has resumed using 9770, heard again for a few days as of January 25th. That is in English from 01 to 0330. Another station which can't seem to get its act together is the Voice of Turkey. The English broadcast at 1330 UT via the Jagiellar site we noticed on January 21st, although it had a fairly strong S9 plus 10 signal, was just barely modulated, so it was unreadable. That was 12035. So much for live from Turkey on that date, the Thursday edition. It got no better later in the hour. The only parallel frequency is Emirlar site on 15300. But as has been the case since the beginning of the B09 season, it collides with Radio France International in French, which has been on that frequency long before. Immediately after the earthquake in Haiti, the Voice of America increased significantly the hours for its Creole language service. But it took the BBC World Service until January 23rd to begin what they call a special lifeline program in the Haitian Creole language. It's only 20 minutes a day, produced in Miami, and broadcast on some FM stations, courtesy of Radio France International in Haiti. They also mentioned in the press release, without giving details, that, oh, it's also on shortwave, but they didn't mention a frequency. However, it turns out they've inserted the 20 minutes of Creole into the existing only shortwave broadcast from BBC to the Western Hemisphere, 12 to 13, which had been in Spanish, on 9410 via WHRI and 11860 via French Guiana. The Creole segment starts at precisely 12:32 and a half UT, as we heard it ending 20 minutes later on January 27th, and back into Spanish. The broadcast on FM is at a different time, a bit later in the morning in Haiti, 14:10 UT. The day before, January 26th, Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was monitoring. He says the hour started out in Spanish at 1200, switched to English at 1220, Creole at 1233, and the classical music fill announced in Spanish at 1253. Last week, we told you about some secret frequencies of Voice of America's Creole service, which they refused to put on their website listing supposedly all their transmissions. But now we've found some more, and we believe we've got them all, as determined by actual monitoring. So here we go again. 1230 to 1330, Monday through Friday only, on 9505. That changed from 9660, just after I recorded last week. And also via Bonaire on 6135. We assume all the others are via Greenville, but we're not positive. 1730 to 1930, 15390 and 17565. 1930 to 21, 15390. 2102, it takes them that long to change frequencies, to 2200 on 13725. 2200 approximately to 23 on 13725 and 11905. 23 to 0100, another fill-in frequency, which we discovered, 7590. 01 to 02, 5960 and 7465, and yet another secret hour, 02 to 03 on 7465 and 7590. In any event, we learned from looking at the VOA Creole website that in that language, the name of the station, although it sounds almost like real French, La Voix de l'Amérique, is spelled as one word, L-A-V-W-A-D-L-A-M-E-R-I-K. Creole forces French to be more phonetic. Not a bad idea. WTWW, the new shortwave station in Lebanon, Tennessee, carried out extensive testing on Saturday, January 23rd. George McClinock wanted to find out how well the transmitter would hold up under full usage. Starting at 16 UT on 9480, switching to 9475 between 19 and 22, back to 9480 after 22, and scheduled on 5755 after midnight UT. There was a break there while he had to do some repairs, but it was back on that frequency later in the evening and extended a bit past 0430. During the last sesquihour, Ted Randall went on live, acknowledging emails and taking phone calls from listeners all over. Since that date, there have been a few more tests on an irregular schedule, but nothing so extensive. They're still not ready to start regular broadcasts until later in February. The equipment test featured frequent IDs, requests for reports, and oldies, or classic rock, a format which I'm afraid we may not expect to hear as a rule when it's in regular service. Although still on low power, WRMI has a new hour in French for Haiti, weekdays at 12 to 13 UT on 9955, when there doesn't seem to be any jamming, bumping off some DX programs. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 26th, ANK indices 5 and 2, except for a peak to 10 and 3 on February 16th. Solar flux no lower than 78, January 28th to 31st, and peaking at 86, February 8th to 11th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1497.